Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you today, and we thank you that the healer's in the house by your Holy Spirit. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is present here today. And we thank you and praise you. We praise you that you're the healer and that it's always been your will for your people to be well. And we thank you for it, and we bless you for it. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. We have several scriptures we want to write at the very beginning. And I made a new outline. Man, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And it came out of it. The Lord rubbed it in my heart to do a healing meeting, a healing seminar, where that's where we just deal with that. Because there's enough on here right now to go for at least a week or 10 days. So, for the very beginning, we want to look at the 103rd Psalm. And your partners know where you've seen that. Because that's on our prayer list. Psalm 103. A psalm of David, of course. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, have you ever done that? Yes. Where you just bless the Lord. And you go to him and say, Lord, what can I do for you today? What would it take to bless you today? I want to be a blessing to you. Instead of just the other way around all the time. Bless the Lord. And now notice he's speaking to his will, his mind, and his emotions. And you can see where in this, he's renewing his mind. Bless his holy name, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Now, in the, I think it's 69th Psalm, it said he loads us with benefits daily. Benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. How many? All of them. All your diseases. Redeems your life from destruction. Crowns you with loving kindness. Now, loving kindness in Hebrew is hesed. Hesed is the way it's pronounced. And it's difficult to put into the English language. It is a covenant term that says that the lesser is blessed of the greater on an equal standing. Because the blood that brought the Father and his people together, the blood of the covenants and the sacrifices made each time, then the covenant partner is equal with the covenant Father. What is that? Well, God is our Father. Now, my father, A.W. Copeland, when I was a little boy, I was nowhere equal to him. But he took care of me and blessed me on the same level. I mean, he taught me everything. I was the only one he had. And I can remember things like we went swimming. We went swimming all the time. And I said, Daddy, I can't dry my back. Little simple thing like that. He said, well, look, boy, it's easy. Take it by this corner and take it by that corner and do that. Oh, whoa, that'll work. He didn't say, grow up on your own, boy. Now, there, I guess there are our daddies that did that. Mine didn't. Not my father. And he disciplined me, and I became his disciple. And there was a time he became my hero. And he still is. Praise God. So that's our Heavenly Father. Now, notice this. Forgives all your iniquities. Heals all your diseases. Redeems your life from destruction. Crowns you. Crowned with loving kindness or covenant protection. and tender mercies, crowned, not this, but crowned with tender mercies and heavenly kindness. Praise God. Keep reading. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Anyone in here oppressed this morning? You got it made. Amen. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. What is gracious? Disposed to show favors. Have you been listening, Brother Jerry? If you want to find out about favor, talk to him. I've never seen anything like that in my life. It's just, and back in the day, he didn't have any clothes. Well, Jerry's paint and body shop, that is it. So he did, when he'd get some clothes, he just starts sewing it. And there was a truck rolled into his place one day with 1,500 pair of pants. What's he going to do with 1,500 pair of bridges? I mean, just start sewing them and giving them to everybody. Praise God. And he started giving suits to his students and graduates from his school. And there was one young man that, what, Jerry, he looked like he's about 6'2", and his arms about it. And he had on one of Jerry's suits. And then, oh, he was proud, man, and had his Bible. Amen. Hey, glory to God. He will not always chide, he doesn't hold a grudge. He's not dealt with us after our sins or rewarded us according to our iniquities. As the heaven is high above the earth, so is his mercy toward those that fear him. And as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Think about that. Now, if you're having a problem this morning and there's just something just on your heart, you just did it and you wish you hadn't, and begging, hey, as far as God's concerned, just repent of it. That's what 1 John, the first chapter, is all about. Just say, I repent. Praise God. I receive my forgiveness and my cleansing from that unrighteousness. And just watch it go as far as the east is from the west. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He knows our frame and remembers that we're dust. As for man, his days are as grass and a flower of the field, so it flourishes. For the wind passes over it and is gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. But here's Hesed. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto his children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments and do them. The Lord hath prepared a throne in the heavens, and a kingdom, his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord. Listen now. Bless the Lord, you angels that excel in strength, and do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. And the only time they can hearken unto the voice of his word is when it comes out of our mouths. Amen. And it's amazing that our angelic forces are so ignored. They're right there in the tithing scriptures. Because in the name of the Lord of hosts, that's the Lord of the angelic armies of God. And you see a lot about that in the first covenant. But that psalm, bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, we want to go to the 90th Psalm. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth over that ever thou hast formed the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you know, you're God. You turn man to destruction and sayest, return you children to men for 1,000 years, and your sight is yesterday. But when it's past, is a watch in the night, and so forth and so on. Verse 7, we are consumed by your anger and by your wrath. Are we troubled? Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the flight of your countenance. For all our days are passed in wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70. The reason of strength, they be 70 or 80 years. Yet our strength and labor is sorrow, for it is cut off and we fly away. Who knows the power of thine anger, even according to the fear and wrath? Now, if you just take out 70 or 80, and people have done that, I've heard people say it, well, God promised us 70 or 80 years. I didn't hear a promise in there. Now, this is one place that it would have done us well to have known the tone of the music on this psalm. Because it's a very, very sad thing. And people have picked up on that. And my mother did. And she, when she was a young girl, I mean, my mother was born in 1911. And her appendix ruptured on the basketball court. And in Union, Texas, which is in Lubbock County, there in the panhandle, and when she came in, they brought her into the hospital, and they said, she had to die. They found out it had ruptured. And so the doctor didn't even sew her up. He just used cadaver clamps. And then my grandfather encouraged him, and he sewed it up. I mean, he did. He told him, as she dies, you die. So he didn't. My grandfather's a full-blood Cherokee Indian, and he was a happy guy until you mess with his oldest daughter. But he didn't straighten her out inside. And they kept telling her, you're only going to live 10 more years. Well, they'd been married 9 years when I was born. And then they tried to have another, but they stopped it. Well, she had that 10-year death sentence on her. She called me one day, shouting over the phone, I made it, I made it. I said, what, 70, bless God. Well, if she'd have taken hold of Genesis 6, 3 is 120. Yeah. Yes, sir. But right then she began to go downhill. She had reached her goal. She lived 7 more years. I didn't know any better back there then. But anyway, there you have it. But however, I'm going to turn into Classic Amplified. There's a footnote at the 90th Psalm, but I'm just going to go ahead and read I'm just going to go on to Numbers 14:26. Now listen. These are God's covenant people. He is in covenant with them through Abraham. So, you have to realize when you have a covenant with someone, particularly the Almighty God. And he introduced himself to Abram as El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. I mean, that's everything, spirit, soul, body, financially, everything. And he made him very wealthy. So when you come down to it, what he expected them to do what he said. Right. On the other hand, he expects to do what they say. That's the reason for the prophets. That's the reason for Moses. To tell them what to say. But they weren't listening. They said the land's no good. It has giants in it. Well, so what? They're not bigger than God. Amen. But they continually said, he brought us out here to kill us. He brought us out here, we're going to die in this desert. We're going to die in the desert. We're going to die in the desert. So now they kept saying that and kept saying that. And he kept hearing that and hearing that. And he said, okay. That doesn't mean they lost and went to hell. But they just kept saying it and kept saying it and kept saying it. So, and the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, how long will this evil congregation murmur against me? I have heard the complaints the Israelites murmur against me. You tell them as I live, says the Lord, what you have said in my hearing, I will do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in the wilderness of all those who were numbered of you from 20 years old and upward who have murmured against me. Surely none shall come into the land which I have sworn to make dwell except Caleb and Joshua. But your little ones, whom you said would be prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised and rejected. But for as you, your dead bodies will fall in this wilderness. Well, the ones that, well, these were the ones that were born there. 20 years old. They were born there. They knew how to live there. They had seen all the miracles and all that. So that became the military age, 20. And then when David came along, he was less than 20, or he would have been in the army at that time. And his brothers were. But now David wasn't like that. And the fear of Goliath was his size. He was huge, something like 9 feet 7, something like that. Nearly 10 feet tall. But he didn't pay any attention to that. What did he say? What did he say? I come at you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Glory. Somebody shout amen. So when he cut that, I don't know if any of you men have ever done it. I made slings, and I'm telling you, those things are dangerous. They're like bullets. The longer you get the lash, the more of this you give it. Whew. But the angels were behind that stone and put it right where it needed to be, and down the big boy went. Mark Hankins says, don't ever face your giant with your mouth shut. That's good, isn't it? All right. Now we settled that almost. We go back to Genesis and find out what God said. Moses was crying out to God. Moses said that, not God. Moses said 70 or 80. But in Genesis 6, now that's just right close to the front. And it came to pass when the men began multiplying on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, the sons of God saw the daughters of men, they were fair, and they took them as wives, all which they chose. And the Lord said, who?
The Lord.
The Lord, Jehovah. The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is flesh. The New Living said he's flesh only. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Amen. Now God said that one. So that should be our life goal. Amen. You don't have to live that long if you don't want to. But whatever you do, do it well.
Amen.
Did you ever have this thought? Let's say, after I became a grown man, fully sized, and I only had one suit for the rest of my life, do you think I would take care of it? Well, I only have one body for the rest of my life. And I didn't have sense enough to take care of it.
That's right.
I do now, but I didn't back there a lot before. So now I live in divine health. And I'll show you in a minute how that came. Now then, let's go to the 145th Psalm, and I want to read that out of the Classic Amplified. Psalm 145. Thank you, Lord. I will extol you, O God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with his new reasons, I will bless you affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. Oh, one generation shall land your laud your works to another, shall declare your mighty acts on the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works. I will meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible or awesome acts, and I will declare your righteousness. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great and abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness and justice. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in mercy and loving kindness. That's Hesed again. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his work and the entirety of things created. He is a good God, and he is good to all. That was Oral Roberts' theme song. God is a good God. Stuart Hamblin wrote that. Isn't that good? Yeah, it's good. He's a good God. And then the 16th verse, you open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor, grace, and kindness. Hallelujah. That's our God. He's a good God.
Many things that feel important day to day lose their significance in the face of sickness, disease, or injury. Suddenly, the only thing that matters is seeing you or your loved one get well. As important as physical health is to us, God's will for you is to live free from the fear of bodily harm or illness. In Be Made Whole, Live Long, Live Healthy, Gloria Copeland will lead you through the scriptures that reveal the heart of God for your health. Gloria speaks from decades of study and personal experience to outline how you can receive wholeness, even if you're new to faith. It is clear in the Bible that you do not have to struggle to receive soundness of body from Jesus. You have been redeemed from the total curse of the law, not just part of it. And that includes living free from disease, whole and healthy. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is your healer. Listen to this powerful truth and discover that God wants you to be made whole. In this powerful teaching, Gloria Copeland will lead you through the scriptures, and you will discover how to receive your wholeness, walk in love, and receive your health from Jesus. Request your free copy of Gloria Copeland's series entitled Be Made Whole, available on MP3 disc at kcm.org/TV special, or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
I'm Caitlin Day. I live in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
So I've been having trouble since last summer with my heart and my thyroid and just trying to get everything all balanced back out. And just, there was times where I couldn't even like walk around my house because just my thyroid was just like, I had to rest. I was listening to Kenneth Hagin's sermon all the way here and just knowing that like God's word is life and health to all our flesh. And so I just was standing on the word. Kenneth Copeland said, if you need to get up and run. And I thought, I need to run.
Well, if you need to run, just take off. Praise God. Hallelujah. somebody in here not obeying God. Yeah, but I can't run. That's the point. Yes, you can. If God says you can, you can.
And so I started running around the auditorium, and I've had no trouble with my thyroid and my heart. So I'm just praising God for that. Keep staying in the Word, keep trusting, keep believing. Speak it out loud. That's what I've been doing for months. And I noticed, like, I had a whole list of scriptures from the Kenneth Copeland magazine, and I was saying them over and over every day, at least once a day. And I just realized that when I would, like, slack off and only do half of them or some of them, I started to get worse. And so I was like, nope, you got to keep pressing in and keep staying that course.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Brother Copeland finished his teaching today talking about the goodness of God. He quoted Psalms 145 and 16, "You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Verses 17 and 18 go on to say, "The Lord is righteous in all his ways and gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him in truth." We have a covenant with God, and it is the covenant of healing. The Bible is full of exceeding great and precious promises that heal, restore, and preserve your life. This week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you a free audio series called Be Made Whole. In this teaching, Miss Gloria leads us through the healing scriptures, revealing God's plan for a long and healthy life. As a child of God, healing belongs to you. Jesus redeemed you from the total curse of the law, not just part of it. If you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Take hold of that truth and settle in your heart. God wants me well, healed and whole, entire and complete in him. Request your free teaching series on either an MP3 disc or download it from our website on kcm.org. Let me pray for you before we leave today. In the name of Jesus, the Anointed One, and his anointing, I declare the resurrection life of glory over God's people to swallow up death and render every work void and powerless by the mercy and the blood. In Jesus' name, I declare it so. Amen. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.